done in your name, Christ, and we pray.
Amen.
Place the flag ahead of our heart. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Reverend. Dr. Chris, roll call. Item number 4 is a consent agenda. Item number 8, approval of the minutes of the regular session, September 21st, 2017. Item number B, approval of the variance to the 2015 International Zoning Code Table 802.1 for the property owned to construct an 8-foot wooden fence at the rear property line located at 11119 Cardinal Street, property ID number 28771. And Mr. Rainey?
Yes, right here.
You recommend approval?
Yes, sir.
All right, item number C is approval of preliminary plat for the Chancellor subdivision. Mr. Medding, recommend approval?
Yes.
Item D is approval of the replat for lots 22 North Pleasant subdivision. Again, you recommend approval?
Yes.
Item E is approval of temporary street closure between Crestline, between Live Oak Drive and Crestline at Deer Run in the Live Oak 4 subdivision on October 31st, 2017 from 9 p.m. to 7 p.m. Chief?
Yes, sir.
You recommend approval? All right, item number F is approval of temporary closure of the street at 5th and 6th Streets between Crock and Market Street on October 29, 2017 from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the annual St. Andrew's Catholic Church Turkey Dinner. Again, Chief?
Yes, sir.
Item G is approval of temporary street closure of Main Street between Hunt and Johnson Street on November 4, 2017 from 3 p.m. to midnight. Last time?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Flores.
Move the week approval of consent agenda A, B, C, D, E, F, and G.
Second. Move second. We approve consent agenda items number A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Any questions? No, proceed to vote. Mr. Motion, please raise your hand. Vote same sign. Consent agenda is approved. Item number 5 is presentation discussion action by to direct city staff to bring resolution for consideration of possible adoption supporting the Children's Alliance of South Texas CAST with an annual donation of $5,000. Funds to be utilized for general fund. Mr. Weasel.
It's at this time, Chris, I think wanted to do a presentation on this.
All right. Thank you. I want to thank you all for having us here tonight. And my name is Christy West. I'm the Children's Alliance of South Texas board member and secretary. What we're doing tonight is we're asking for matching funds of $5,000 to match our grants. We're a 501c3, and as a 501c3, we have to match with our municipalities and get the people involved with what we do. I think what we're going to do is I've got a PowerPoint presentation. Is this a thing that, okay, give me all this fancy stuff. Okay, I'm going to run through it pretty fast because you all have it ahead of time, but I wanted to make it, okay, under it. Which one do I get?
To the right.
This is the format of what our CAC is all about. So I wanted to be able to explain it not only to the city council, but to anyone else that was in here, what we do. Because as a Children's Alliance of South Texas, whenever the CAC, it's a child advocacy center. So whenever 911 calls come in about child abuse, the numbers are routed to our center. We have a special person that is there specifically to read the report, help send it to the police, CPS, and then we have meetings that we perform with these groups. So we're like a hub for the police department, CPS, the DA's office. We also provide counseling therapy for life for the victims. So when they come through our office, if there's a call that's been called in, the child is actually brought to our offices. We have an office in, our main office is in Floresville. We have a satellite office in Catula. Catch my breath and slow down. And we're just opening a new office in Jurgensen in November. So what happens is the child is brought to our office, which is very child friendly. It's got kids stuff all over it, big paintings of horses and stuff. They come in there, we take them into what we call a forensic interview room that is soundproof. And we have a professionally trained person that comes in there and actually sits down with the child and talks to them. This is great for two reasons. It keeps from something happening and them being told things that cannot be used in court. So what I mean is all the evidence is pulled together and it's routed through our, over into another room where you've got CPS, the police, and the DA's office, sitting watching the forensic interview. So therefore, they're gathering information to decide if it's true, if the allegation is true or it's not true, if it's something that they can indict or not. So the child's, it is all recorded and taped, so therefore the evidence is sound. If there's a need for indictment, we do a same right on site. We have nurses that come in and do the sexual assault kit, and all that evidence is pulled right then. And then at that time, all of that is done. So before, they'd have to go to the police station, then they'd go to CPS, and then they'd go to the hospital. Now we do all of it in our offices. So it's very important for our communities to understand what we do. This tells you, again, how we're a hub for all of them. DPS, law enforcement, mental health, medical, and the DA's office. So after, when they start this process to go through the court system, we counsel the children and the families, and then that's ongoing all through the whole process. So there's a lot to what we do. Now this is our annual report. I'm gonna kind of run through it pretty fast. The main numbers I want you to pay attention to is the total forensic interviews, is when there is an allegation that we are going to record. So in Atascosa, if you look at the numbers, Atascosa is the highest numbers that we have on all of these charts. So we did a total of 160 interviews from Atascosa County through 16 and 17. I can tell you just last week, and this is all of our five counties, we did 43 interviews last week just in the Floresville office. The week before we did 30. So it's something that's, it hurts my heart to say we need it, but let me ask you one question. What would happen if we weren't here and this office wasn't in play? I can tell you from my experience 20 years ago, my call went for my daughters, went into 911, and the paper landed on a sheriff's desk and it was never called. So the abuse kept going on until we found out about it. So I think it's very important that this gets done. This is our family advocacy. We have 97 cases that we are taking care of that are going to court in Atascosa. This is child therapy. This is how many kids come into our office during that time. This is adult therapy, so we're also including families. When child abuse happens, it messes up the whole family. It really does. They need it as much as the kids do. We've completed 51 SANE exams. Again, that's the sexual assault exams that they normally would go to hospital. When we open our new office here in town, we're going to partner with the hospitals here where we'll have that facility and that capability to do here. MDT cases, that's that hub that I was talking about. These are the cases, 146 of them, are talked about and reviewed in these MDT meetings. So it gives us a way of partnering with CPS, police, and the DA's office. They all sit down and talk about the case, what they can do to help. So it makes it a lot better for everyone. The role of the community is just to remember that these CACs were established to take care of your kids. We want to make sure that we keep our elected officials and all of our agencies involved in it. And we want to encourage the community to own the child abuse issue. Take responsibility for healing the child abuse in our counties. The only way we're going to stop it is to educate and to heal the ones who have been a victim. What we do at CAS is our mission is to provide a place where trauma ends, healing and justice begin. So all of the funds that we're asking for the city council to match from Pleasanton go to direct services for the children to start that process. And this is just the facts that go on about child abuse. One in four girls and one in six boys are sexually abused before turning 18. One in five children are sexually solicited while online. 90% of all child sex abuse victims know their abuser. Only 1 in 10 disclose the abuse. In Texas, in a year, more than 65,000 cases of children are abused and confirmed. Today, 185 Texas children are victims of abuse. It makes me just thinking about it. But anyway, so that's why we're here. That's how you can get involved. You can come to, we have a comedy night next weekend on October 28th. You're all welcome to come. You can buy tickets, you can get them from me, or you can go by our office and get them. We'll sell tables, we'll have silent auction, live auction. We're three comedians, so we have a good time while we're there. So for $50, you get three comedians, food, free beer, margaritas, and silent auction, live auction. Great night out with the wife. So that's the situation that we want to just come and remind. I bought tickets tonight for everybody if you need anything. And thank you for being a part of this.
We have our recommendations to approve.
Yes, Mayor. I ask that we direct city staff to bring a resolution for consideration and possible adoption supporting the Children's Alliance of South Texas CAS with an annual donation of $5,000, funds to be utilized from the general fund.
Mr. Wood.
I make a motion that we direct city staff to bring a resolution for supporting the Children's Alliance of South Texas, CAST, with an annual donation of $5,000, funds to be utilized from the general fund.
Let me see here. Can I read it off? All right, so moved and seconded to direct city staff to bring a resolution for consideration of possible adoption supporting Children's Alliance of South Texas CAS with an annual donation of $5,000 to be or funds to be utilized for general fund. Any discussion?
This deal, are we the only town, or are you going to other towns, or because there was like Atascosa County, will we be the only one helping with the funds, or?
No, sir. We do this with counties and municipalities. LaSalle committed to $5,000. We've got Carnes committed to $5,000. All of the municipalities are all being contacted for the same matching.
Okay, so that's, but I'm talking about the cities. You said
cities.
Counties. I'm talking about cities.
No, Carnes City. Carnes City.
Oh, Carnes City.
And okay. I didn't say that right. Lavernia.
Okay.
That's
all I want to know to make sure that
sorry.
We're
not
the only one.
Okay. Mr. Sparks.
I have a follow-up question to that. You're talking about within Atascosa County, what municipalities have participated?
In Atascosa County, you're the first one that we've approached at this time. Jordanton, that's where the new office is going to be, is over in Jordanton. And that's where we're opening up, and they're donating the building over.
Are you coming up with the amount that you'd like for us to
yes.
donate, or are you asking everyone for the same amount?
We don't specifically ask for an amount. 5,000 was a number that was just pulled to start to the municipality. it's totally up to you all what you decide to donate on an annual basis. All of the monies go directly to direct services for our kids, and we're a 501c3, so you can feel very sure that everything that you put comes right back over here into this community. We're working next year. We'll be able to give you specifics about these numbers will be broken down, because I asked for them when I got this, to break them down per city, because then I'll come back next year and I will give you specifics of how many are coming out of Pleasanton, Jordanton, all of the Atascosa County towns.
My interest was that I was hoping that all the other municipalities in the city, in the county, would participate.
Give me a list and I'll go talk to them. Because that's what we're working on. It's just a process. It takes a lot of time because we're working there. So
their services directly affect us and assist our police department in all the interview that is done through these children.
Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Fortune.
I want to make a comment on this. with your, I don't know who they contact, but let's say they call the police. It goes directly to your office to be handled. If they call MHS, it goes directly to your office. Is that because you said you had the hub?
We are the hub for it. Not all, if they call directly to the police, it goes to the police.
But do they contact you?
If they call 911, if it goes to 911, they pull a report, that report comes directly into our office.
Okay.
But they can also contact the police with mental health, but they directly come back, usually come, they don't have to, but they come back and usually use our services, and you can ask police chief where they take theirs, if they come directly back to us, I don't know, but they usually do because we're such a strong hub for them to help with the kids.
I'm very glad that that was one of the things that was a problem because people didn't know who to contact, and now they have, everybody brings it to you, which puts it central, and I think that's a very good idea. You know, whenever I was growing up, you didn't hear about child abuse very much. I don't know whether there's better TV or whether there's just meaner people, or I don't know what's going on, but something like your program is greatly needed.
It is.
And not only in this area, in the United States and the world.
Thank you. And you can think a lot of it is Audrey Lewis, our new DA. She's one of the co-founders that started this program because of the need that she was having, getting cases to court and them not being messed up because a child would go to a school counselor, tell them, and then they'd go, oh my God, what happened to you? What did he do? Where did he touch you? You know, and then they give them ideas, and children are so influenced by adults that they can say, oh, did he touch you there? And then they start thinking, oh, well, maybe he did. So this way, when the report comes, we're educating our schools. We do school education and things like that on how to handle an abuse case that comes into a school or even in the police. They get that. We all work together in these MTT meetings so that they get the evidence they need. We take care of the kids.
Thank you.
Other questions? Time to proceed to the vote. If you have a motion, please raise your right hand. Vote same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Madam. Item number six is ordinance of resolutions. Item number A is reading adoption of ordinance number 17-196, amending the city general utility and special fund budget declaring emergency. Ordinance number 17-1196, ordinance of the city council of the city of Pleasant, Texas, amending the 2016-2017 budget for the city of Pleasant, and repealing ordinance as a conflict and declaring emergency.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hall.
I will move that we adopt ordinance number 17-1196. Amending the city's general utility and special fund budget and declaring an emergency.
Move the second to adopt ordinance number 17-1196, amending the city's general utility and special fund budget and declaring an emergency. Any discussion? There's no proceed to vote. If you have a motion, please raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Ordinance is adopted. Item number B is reading adoption of resolution number 177-17. Supporting the Children's Alliance of South Texas CAST with the annual donation of 5,000 funds utilized from the general fund. The resolution. Resolution number 177-17, resolution of the City Council of the City of Pleasant, Texas, supporting the Children's Alliance of South Texas with an annual donation of 5,000 from the general fund.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hall.
I will move that we adopt resolution number 177-17. Supporting the Children's Alliance of South Texas CAST with an annual donation of $5,000, funds will be utilized from the general fund.
Second.
It's moved second to adopt resolution number 177-17, supporting the Children's Alliance of South Texas CAST with an annual donation of $5,000, funds to be utilized from the general fund. Any discussion? There's no proceed to the vote. If you have a motion, please raise your right hand. Vote same sign. Resolution is adopted. Item 7, citizens' comments. If you're a citizen over tax credit, you can speak this time. Keep comments 3 minutes under council staff will not comment. Going once. All right, item 8 is Atascosa County Prison District Court. Mr. Rodriguez was unable to make it. They called a special session tonight. What we need to get out of this is if anybody would like to have him come back to answer questions from the report that's in our packet, he will come back. If not, he won't be at the next meeting. Does anybody want to see him at the next meeting? All right, item number nine, department reports submitted, as submitted, unless you have questions. There is none. Item 10 is city manager message.
Good evening, Mayor Council.
Good evening.
Here we are, the start of the new fiscal year. We have new goals, initiatives, ready to go. Some of the new projects we are working on are the new water well that's in the industrial park to replace our main yard. A recommendation to proceed is on tonight's agenda. We have also met with numerous consultants to begin the RFP process for selection of firms to bring a feasibility study for our wastewater plant expansion and an extensive citywide drainage study. We've also talked to Bardet Architects to present for them to present a design cost proposal for the feasibility study that was done in 2015 for our museum. Our engineer and public works directors are also completing a list of in-house projects for 2017-18 that include that include streets, water, sewer, and river park drainage. Our Parks and Wildlife grant was submitted successfully, and we are now working with Verdet and coordinating with AEP on working on the electrical and lighting design layout for the River Park project. As of yesterday, the Savinon Group has poured the foundation for a new fire station. A total of 500 cubic yards was used in the process. The curing process will take 7 days. They will then begin going vertical on the building structure. Also have a couple of some announcements. Don't forget that tomorrow council appreciation will start at 11. Our transfer station is scheduled to have its grand opening next Friday at 10 a.m. And the Parks and Recreation Department will have its fall festival for the community to enjoy on Saturday, October 28th. All activities will be held at the Clinton River Park Pavilion number 2 beginning at 8 a.m. Activities such as 5K, one mile costume run through the park, and pecan carving, and also a hayride hosted by First Baptist Church. There will also be a dog costume contest. Also on October 28th, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Longhorn Museum, we will be hosting haunted tours will be free to the public. These spooky tours will be given by Detective Glass. Please be advised, you're entering at your own risk. Lastly, I'd like to make a special announcement. After a long year and long hours of preparation on October 3rd and 4th, our police department went through an extensive two-week day inspection that was given by the Texas Law Enforcement Agency Best Practices Recognition Program. Then on October 16th, Chief Sanchez received the official notice from the Texas Police Chiefs Association Foundation that our Pleasanton Police Department has now achieved recognized status and is in compliance with all best practices. Only 6% of all police agencies have reached this recognition. This department is to be commended for their commitment on a job well done in achieving this recognition status, and an official press release and award presentation is still forthcoming. So I'd like to give a round of applause for our police department.
Item number 11 is Fire Chief's Special Recognition. Chief?
Mayor, Council, good evening.
Good evening.
Normally the fire department doesn't do these very often, but the three gentlemen we're going to recognize tonight feel need a little recognition for what they did. Y'all heard about Hurricane Harvey. I came in down by Corpus, went back out, over by Houston, went in over there and dumped up to 51 inches of rain in one area over there. Called out statewide for a water rescue team. This went down pretty quick. We notified them about 9 o'clock in the morning that we had a rescue team. They called us back before 10 o'clock, said, when can you mobilize? By noon, they were on their way to College Station. Was the rendezvous point for all the rescue teams. When they got there, they were put on a strike team with Tismas which stands for Texas Interstate Fire Mutual Aid System, which is a statewide organization for fire departments to go fight large brush fires and that kind of thing. This is the first time that TIFMA's got involved with water. Long story short is they're going to start a water rescue team for TIFMA's also, and they asked us to participate in that in the future, so we'll see how that goes. When they got there, they were only there about 30 minutes, and they sent them down towards Houston. They were about halfway to Houston. They made them pull over, and they rerouted them to Port Arthur to go over there first. So that's where the strike team went. And then from there, they went to Orange, and then back to Port Arthur. And part of the team, besides Pleasanton, from all over, we had Copeland, Florence, Mansfield, Benbrook, Texarkana, Navasota, Westlake, Round Rock, Johnson City, Barrow Verde, Chisholm Trail, Amarillo Police and Fire, and Lubbock Police and Fire. That was part of their strike team. They were instrumental in rescuing over 500 individuals out of these flooded areas. So that's why we're here tonight, to recognize these three gentlemen. They spent about a week in waist-deep water, chest-deep water in different areas, rescuing these people. That's above and beyond the call of duty, I believe, to go over there and do this. So we're going to recognize them with a plaque tonight. First individual, I'll read the plaque first. It says, for excelling in their professional commitments with the city of Pleasanton and going above and beyond the call of duty on March 29th to September 4th, 2017. First one is Junior Bosques. Two of these individuals are volunteers. The third one is one of your paid firefighters that went over there. Junior's one of the volunteers that went. He gave up his time, left his job, and I didn't pay him. The second one is Nick Ingram.
on Shell Road and CR 431 when Commissioner Carroll worked hard to build that bypass road so it would be a straight shot from 281 over to 97. And it's been completed for a while, but there hasn't been an official ribbon cutting. So,
date and time
is November the 4th, Saturday, November the 4th. And the ribbon cutting will actually take place at 7:45 a.m. And the reason that is because that day we've also prepared an event for the county that is the Brush Country Deer Run. And it's the first annual Brush Country Deer Run. We're running a 5K, a 10K, and a half marathon. And this is being hosted by the Atascosa Wellness Committee, which I'm chairman of that, and I'm director of the race. So I came to invite you all and tell you something also about the Atascosa Wellness Committee. And I'm just going to read the mission statement on that, which is to assist the citizens of Atascosa County to achieve better health physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And in doing so, help them function competently and successfully, no matter their age or physical condition. And I can attest to that because I'm 64 and I'll be the oldest one doing the 5K. So I want to show you the shirt. And every year it'll be on the first day of hunting season.
So no hunters will be there.
Well, some might want to take their best shot, but I think I can handle that. So I have some flyers, and I'll leave them in the back, but we hope you have a chance to at least come out and be there for the ribbon cutting. And we're doing wellness with that. I should mention that, and I'm not sure. I think Mr. Leach, yeah, he's here. And we had quite the conversation, and I have to say he's very impressive with his desire to make sure that wellness is a focus in the city as well, and making it a community activity, which I totally applaud. And in the future, possibly the Wellness Committee will be able to work with the city in developing some further events. And I'll leave these flyers in the back, and we'll see you later. Hopefully you'll come and run with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got this on the back too, the bypass, but here it is. One more time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next, it's not really an announcement or really a message, but the city paired up with the AV, is it a class or is it a club? AV class, which is audiovisual class. My son, just to the left of Mr. Medding, I have to take the opportunity to embarrass him. He's part of the club, and we did a little video with those guys, and we were trying to show them that we're not really stiff here at City Hall, and we like to have a little fun. So, Mr. Aguirre, if you'd play it.
We had strawberry milk for miles. There was strawberry milk on every table.
1% milk anyway. Why would I pay for 1% milk whenever it's just going to be 99%? Whatever else is not milk. It's ridiculous. I can't trust this country. I can't trust this town if there's no strawberry milk in the butcher.
I hear what you're saying, but how can I help you
with that? Well, I know you're the top dog in town, so I know you can cut funds from something that we don't need, like streetlights. If there was no streetlights, there'd be no traffic. So maybe get rid of those and we get some strawberry milk in the school and make the school just a little bit better. You're not going to do it. What do you mean? I work hard. I pay my taxes, probably. I need a response. A yes answer. Not a no answer. I want to stay in this office. I don't care how long. I don't care if I starve to death. I'm going to be right here waiting for you to give me a solid yes.
Chief Sanchez, we've got code red. You can't silence the truth. We will bring change. You can't stop it, okay? There were some speed bumps, I'll admit that. But I said we're going to get some real change. It was really good. You know, you always got to talk it out, and that's how you make big change. Hopefully, we can get some strawberry milk and cafeteria. But at this point, hopefully Ms. Bright will pay my bill.
Fast forward it to the end.
Eat off where the milk at.
Hashtag strawberry milk.
Eat.
Change. That's what we need.
Bring change. So, that concludes the announcements.
Mm-hmm.
We announced the heck out of it.
We really did.
Yeah. So, make it a great day or not, the choice is
yours. Is
Pride, Pride. Boy, again.
Okay, good job. Oh.
For the drilling of new Carrizo well number 9 for the city of Pendleton. Mr. Mayor, you recommend approval and in the amount of $845,620.
Yes, sir.
Any additional information?
We had two very close bidders at the low end of the bids, and my recommendation is to go with Water Well Services, the local contractor. Part of the reason on that is it was about $9,800 difference when you combine the two bid items. And I just thought it would be better for the local economy to use a local water well driller.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hall.
I'll go ahead and move that we direct city staff to award the bid to Water Well Services, Inc. in the amount of $845,620 for the drilling of a new Carrizo water well number 9 for the city of Pleasant.
Second. The movement second direct city staff to award the bid to Water Well Services Incorporated in the amount of $845,620 for drilling at New Carrizo Water Well number 9 in the city of Pleasant. Any discussion? Mr. Wood.
We issued a $2 million bond for this, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay, and where is the rest of the money going?
The rest of the money stays in the CIP project, so as of right now, we're going to be drilling a well. And then we still have to purchase a pump and motor, and we still have to evaluate and see if we're going to need an elevated storage tank or a ground storage tank. So, remaining money will go into that, And also, if there's anything remaining after that, we have a sewer project that we have been planning on Bryan Street for a while, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Other questions? Discussion? Now, proceed to the vote. If you have a motion, please raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 14, discussion action, direct city staff to accept the fuel truck lease agreement with Vasco Services. Mr. Roberts.
We get numerous calls for fuel truck, our good evening, Council. We get numerous calls on a weekly basis for fuel today at the airport, and I kind of highly recommend that we look into getting today truck, start selling services like that. Did shop around, did discuss several companies. Vasco did offer us a better deal on the truck.
Okay.
So I kind of highly recommend that we accept the truck and pass it.
I think important to note with your report is that we also need this for...
Oh, I'm sorry. Airlife. That's also...
That was kind of a big deal. But yeah, we need it for Airlife because they...
You kind of need to include that in his statement.
That kind of weighs a little bit heavier.
But we do get a lot of demand also for Jet A out there at the airport. We are starting to show improvement. We are moving forward out there with a lot of changes. This would be one of the biggest changes we do out there. So, I highly recommend we move forward.
Mr. Hall.
I go ahead and move that we direct city staff to accept the fuel truck lease agreement with Vasco Services for the amount of $2,500 per month for a term of 12 months.
Second.
Move and second, direct city staff to accept the fuel truck lease agreement with Vasco Services in the amount of $2,500 per month for a term of 12 months. Any discussion? Mr. Wood.
On this truck, are we going to have a tank that it fills up, or is the truck going to be mobile?
It's a 5,000-gallon truck. It's going to be bottom-fed, and we're going to be able to sell that straight out of the truck. The product is what we're going to do.
Okay.
But just to give you a little on that, with Airlife, they've already committed, have they not, to a certain amount?
Yes, they have.
Yep.
What is that amount?
2,500 gallons a month.
And this is a 5,000-gallon truck, so half of it's already sold every month. We have an agreement with them.
They said they can use as much as 3,000 gallons a month, just them. I have reached out to others, including South Texas, the Methodist Hospital, but their helicopter is a jet helicopter. I got feelers out to them, DPS, Border Patrol also, a couple of other locals that are running jet helicopters also, that trying to build a clientele out there.
Right. But the turbine engines, they got to have it. And then we also have jet traffic in there and turbine traffic as well.
So. Our airport is big enough to handle the jet.
Yes, sir.
A small jet.
The small jets are coming.
Their insurance company may not like it, but it's small.
Well, we are getting a lot of King Airs also that are coming in.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hall.
Where is Vasco Services?
They are out of Dallas. That's where they're out of. I've been meeting with Mr. Carey Trosper. Remember, so we've had three times we've met together and everything down here. They'll transport the truck down to us, is what they're going to do for us.
Have you contacted anyone with DPS?
Not yet, sir. I've put some calls out, but nobody's returned my calls. I was going to try to see if I could contact you to say maybe you've got
I'll take care of it for you. That's all I have, sir.
If there's no further questions, proceed to the vote. I'll take a motion to right in. Both same side. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Roberts.
Thank you.
Item 15, discussion and action to award hotel motel occupancy tax hot rent to Pleasant Chamber of Commerce. While you're walking up there, I'll kind of clean it up and say in the amount of $40,000. Any additional information, Mr. Weaver?
Also, I'll just make the recommendation that we award the amount of $40,000 for the city Pleasanton to sponsor the Pleasanton Chamber of Commerce Cowboy Hotel.
Okay.
Mr.
Mayor. Mr. Hall.
I'll go ahead and move that we direct city staff to award the hotel motel tax grant in the amount of $40,000 for the city of Pleasanton. Is that worded right? To sponsor the Pleasanton Chamber of Commerce Cowboy Hometown.
Second. It's moved and seconded to direct city staff to award the hotel motel tax grant in the amount of $40,000 to the city of Pleasanton. For the city of Pleasanton to sponsor the Pleasanton Chamber of Commerce Capital. Maybe it's not working. Any discussion?
I got a comment.
Yes, sir.
The one thing that this Cowboy Homecoming is, it's not a Chamber of Commerce event. It is a celebration of the city of Pleasanton that we are the birthplace of the Cowboys. So being able to sponsor this should be a privilege for the city because it brings recognition to the city. Thank you.
Other comments? None. Proceed to the votes. Favor motion, please raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 16, discussion action, award motel occupancy tax hot rent to Pleasanton Young Farmers. And Mr. Weezer, I believe that's in the amount of $25,000.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hall.
Go ahead and I will move to direct city staff to award the hotel motel tax grant in the amount of $25,000 for the city of Pleasanton to sponsor the Pleasanton Young Farmers event.
Second.
To move second to direct city staff to award the hotel motel tax grant in the amount of $25,000 for the city of Pleasanton to sponsor the Pleasanton Young Farmers event. Any discussion?
Mr. Wood. The Pleasanton Young Farmers put on a rodeo that is declared the richest open rodeo in the state of Texas, which brings lots of recognition, lots of very good rodeo hands, and lots of people to see the contestants. So I think this is a good idea. Thank you.
No discussion. None. Proceed to the vote. If everyone else raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number 17, discussion action to adopt and revise hotel and motel occupancy tax hot grant application and process. Sweetheart, any comments other than
the recommendation? Do you have any questions on it? I can answer any questions you have, but my recommendation is to adopt the revised hotel C tax.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hall.
Mr. Sweetheart.
Yes.
Go ahead, if you would, and go over the recommendation letter. Do you have that with you?
Well, before we do that, we need a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I will move that we direct city staff to adopt revised hotel motel occupancy tax grant application.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to direct city staff to adopt the revised hotel motel occupancy tax grant application. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hall.
Now to Mr. Weezer. Okay. Go over the recommendation letter, please.
Yeah, what we have done too is we have revised and removed the 25% rule, and we have replaced it with the following requirement. And we removed the 25% rule because there was no way that any organization could meet that rule. The application was, the original application was copy and pasted from a larger city that was able to meet that requirement. So we just removed it from our new application. And we have also added that it must be a two-day event that puts heads in beds, and must also provide us a report of the hotels used with the number of rooms blocked out for the event on the post report. We revised the deadline dates and the budgeting, so for budgeting purposes, because the deadline dates were too close to us when we were working on our budget, so they didn't give us enough time to evaluate. So we changed some of the deadline dates. And then, we overall, we have the option of granting the money if we have the funds available or not. So.
In other words, we try not to reinvent the wheel, but realize we needed to tweak it.
Yeah. I really agree some.
Yeah. Any other discussion?
Another question.
Mr. Hall.
Mr. Wheeler, in other words, what we're doing here is simplifying.
We're simplifying, yes.
Okay, that's all.
If there's no other discussion, we'll proceed to the vote. As a favor of the motion, please raise your right hand. Vote same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you.
Item 18, regular session of October 19, 2017, is hereby recessed to open executive session pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code. As it pertains to subsection D, conversation with attorney deliberation regarding real property 551.071, 551.072. Executive session matters may be discussed and acted upon if appropriate in open session. Time in is 6:20 p.m.
We're good. You?